News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Irish parents should increasingly be the ones to keep young teenagers from seeing harmful things online. She also said kids need to be allowed to engage in a public world on social media platforms in a post-Charlie Kirk world, and that the EU ID cards could help keep underage kids offline. She denied that Meta is prioritising a more extreme version of free speech at the expense of kids' mental health, despite the company ditching some safety rules since Donald Trump came to power. The company has been launching new teen accounts, Jonathan, on Facebook and Messenger to add to those on Instagram. And these controls allow parents to see more of what their kids are doing. Basically, what they're saying is it's parents' job to police their children online and kind of get on with it and stop annoying us about it. That's what I'm taking from all this. And that would be fine. That would be fine if parents had the least ability to do it, if they were equipped to do it. But this is like David and Goliath, because you have a parent, and it doesn't matter how good of a parent you are, up against an algorithm that will bring little Johnny, if he's a 12 or 13 year old boy, straight to porn within about 5 minutes, and bring little Mary, if she's about a 12 or 13 year old girl, straight to eating disorders and all sorts of things. And there's self-harm out there. There's so much harmful content, and there are algorithms throwing it at our children. And parents, frankly, in my view, are out of their depth with this.
Look, I mean, I have to acknowledge the fact that Meta are at least trying something that other social media platforms aren't, but it's just not going to work. But beside all of this, Ciara, it is ignoring the obvious challenge here that great to protect our children. But the second they turn 18, they're allowed to be brought to violence videos of Charlie Kirk's death, or exposed to really nasty stuff about eating disorders or mental health or suicidal ideation. It's okay for adults, though. I mean, hang on, free speech is great here. We're allowing free speech, and you know, we're just going to, if you're over 18, you can go down those dark holes, and it's nothing to do with us, but you know, we're going to try and protect the kids. It's a massive abdication of responsibility dressed up as free speech, and it goes back to the Wild West that the entire internet is based on, which is this idea of free speech. Anyone can do anything they want, say anything they want. And these companies, particularly these international US companies, do not get it. They do not get that they have a responsibility to protect the population, not just children. And I think that, you know, it's tokenism.
I do think children are a very important key factor.
They're a special category. They are, but everybody should be protected.
I've spoken to primary school principals, and we know that there are children in primary school, children who haven't made their first Holy Communion yet, who have seen violent, hardcore pornography on their tablets and on their smartphones.
And if there's a 19-year-old who is being exposed to nasty stuff about anorexia, that's okay? Of course it's not.
No. It most certainly did not say that's okay. But I think when we are talking about the relative unsuitability of things, when it is being targeted at 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 year olds, that is more worrying than grown adults. There's no question of that. But but at the end of the day, what they're basically saying is, come on, parents, step up. And the truth of it is, we are out of our depth. And I think the analogy you used about the Wild West is a good one. It was the Wild West because when it was a new frontier, they didn't know how to police it. And that is very much the case with the internet.
Well, it was set up by a load of libertarians who thought that the state had no responsibility.
It is a new frontier and we don't know how to police it, but we need to learn how to police it because our children exist in this Wild West as well.
So who should be responsible for this morning? Is it the parents or is it the platforms? Let us know what you think. You can WhatsApp us for free, 087 1400 106, or text us 53106 for a cost of 30 cents.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.